Well, all of Japan's 48 operational nuclear reactors are shut down for safety checks, and most Japanese are not keen on restarting them. But that means Japan desperately needs alternative sources of energy. From Japan, Eliza Strickland of IEEE Spectrum reports on one renewable energy source that's causing a lot of controversy.
Every Friday in downtown Tokyo, protesters gather outside the Prime Minister's house to rally against his nuclear energy policies. In a recent poll by a major Japanese broadcaster, 60% of respondents said they disagreed with the government's plan to restart nuclear plants. But if Japan wants to give up nuclear power without relying on fossil fuels, it will have to develop its renewable energy sector. Experts say one bright spot is Japan's excellent geothermal energy reserves, reservoirs of hot steam trapped miles underground. Utility companies can drill down to that steam, then use it to power turbines and produce electricity. Masaho Adachi of the Japan Geothermal Association tells me through an interpreter that unlike other kinds of renewable energy, like solar and wind, geothermal energy is constant and predictable.
After the huge earthquake, all the Japanese know that in Japan, there is very large potential for geothermal energy. And we already have that technology. So the conditions are totally changed.
There's just one problem. The Japanese are worried that drilling into these geothermal reservoirs will disrupt their beloved natural hot springs. At hot spring hotels throughout Japan, guests flock to the bathing rooms where they can lounge in the hot, mineral-rich spring water. These hot spring baths are called onsen. Hirokazu Nunoyama is director of the Japan Spa Association. And he explains through an interpreter that onsen are a cultural tradition in Japan.
It has a very long history. And as you know, Japan has a very humid and hot climate. So they like to go into onsen. So this is a blessing from nature that you have hot springs throughout the nation.
Nunoyama says there are about 13,000 hot spring inns around the country, which cater to millions of Japanese and foreign tourists every year. And he worries that tapping Japan's geothermal reservoirs will damage the sources of the hot springs and put hotels out of business. Nunoyama says both the deep geothermal reservoirs and the shallower hot springs draw heat from the same source.
In Japan, most of the hot springs are volcanic hot springs. The development of the geothermal plants would take place near the hot spring resorts. That's where the problem lies.
What's more, Nunoyama notes that many of the best spots for geothermal power plants are located in Japan's national parks. The Japanese government passed a law in 2012 allowing companies to explore the geothermal energy resources in the parks. And a few projects are now cautiously moving forward. But Masaho Adachi of the Japanese Geothermal Association swears that drilling into the deep geothermal reservoirs wouldn't damage the shallower hot spring sources.
The onsen people, they use the hot springs, but they don't know geology or underground condition. But we in the geothermal industry, we start with an understanding of underground conditions. So we can realize geothermal power plant in Japan without any interference to hot springs.
Adachi admits that many people may not welcome industrial-scale power plants in Japan's pristine national parks. But if the alternative is reopening nuclear power plants, he says people may decide they can live with a few industrial buildings amid the natural splendor. For Here and Now, I'm Eliza Strickland.
Please stay right there. You are listening to Here and Now.